Montreal's own Kevin Owens won the WWE Universal Championship last week on Raw, and we've got him on the line right now. Kevin Owens, Universal Champion, how does that feel?
Feels pretty good. It's pretty surreal to wait 21 years from the time you're 11 years old to 32 to, think about becoming WWE Champion, and now, finally happened on Monday, and it was an incredible night for sure.
I first saw you wrestle 15 years ago, back in your Rougeau days when you were the kid Kevin Steen, and I followed and watched your career from when you joined IWS to going to the States, PWG, CZW, ROH, NXT, and then WWE. Are you amazed at how far you've come?
Not really. That was always the goal. I always thought that I would end up here at some point. There have been moments throughout those 15 years that you mentioned that I consider maybe it wouldn't happen, not because I didn't think I was good enough to get here, but because, at some point I wonder if that was the best thing for my family, for my son and my wife. I have a daughter now as well, but at the time it was only my son and me and my wife, and, I wondered if all the sacrifices and the whole, the way things have to be in order to eventually make it to WWE, I wondered if that was, worth it all. And now I can say with absolutely no doubt that it was absolutely worth it.
What do you have to say to the naysayers and disbelievers now that you're the champion of the universe, guys such as Jim Cornette and more recently Russo?
Yeah, well, Jim Cornette and I have never really seen eye to eye, I think ultimately he knew that I could make it if I wanted to. He just didn't think that I had the right attitude. But that's because of how he and I saw things differently. He's been saying that he thinks I must have changed the way I see things because now I'm getting the success, and it must be because I changed my behavior, but it's not. I just feel like I'm working with people that I agree with more, and the people I work with now have the same vision as I do of what professional wrestling should be or what it is now, and Jim and I just didn't share that vision. As far as Vince Russo is concerned, I don't think Vince Russo means a single word of what he says. I think he says all of it to get, attention. I think he knows how good I am, and I think he knows that me being the champion is actually a great move. I just think he's trying to rile people up.
Kevin Owens, WWE Universal Champion, Ryan Ryder here on the line. Who are you looking to defend your championship against?
Well, anybody who wants a shot. Obviously, Finn Balor would probably be at the top of the list, considering he won it, never got the chance to defend it. Seth Rollins, obviously, is probably going to come knocking. A logical choice would also be Sami Zayn, but really I'm open to anybody who wants a shot.
Yeah, Sami Zayn, someone you've wrestled against all over the world. Is there any chance of you guys facing off maybe one day at a WrestleMania?
I would say so. I don't see why that wouldn't happen. I feel like we have WrestleMania caliber matches every time we step in the ring with each other, so it would only be logical to eventually wrestle each other on that stage.
You recently started a team with fellow Canadian Chris Jericho. Is that team going to continue?
I don't know that we're a team so much as we're just two guys that befriended each other and, happened to share time on screen together. I hope it continues because I think people enjoy seeing us together. I don't know that it will. I really don't know what the future holds right now. All I know is I've got this Universal title and I want to make it mean as much as possible, so that's what I'm focusing on.
What's the best advice that was given to you in your career?
Stone Cold Steve Austin. I met him in the airport in 2005. I was on my way to a PWG show, and I was traveling with Sami Zayn. We went up to him, took a picture with him, and then we told him we were independent wrestlers trying to get to WWE, trying to own our craft, and we asked him what the best piece of advice he had for us was, and right before he got on the plane, he told me to keep running my mouth and never shut up. I took that advice to heart, and I truly feel like it helped me get to where I am now.
Mm-hmm. You've gotten strong support from many, many top wrestling stars like Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and Triple H. How much does that support mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, those are guys I was watching, as a kid growing up, but also as a wrestler trying to get to WWE, so to have those guys say positive things about my work and kind of back me up is something truly meaningful for sure. And it kind of puts in perspective the people that didn't believe that I would get to where I am now, as opposed to the guys that went on record saying that they were fans of mine. I think it speaks for itself.
Your feud with John Cena really took you to another level in WWE. Any memories of working with John?
Honestly, the one thing that stands out is how insane of a crowd reaction he gets every time his music hits, because I wrestled him not only on television and on pay-per-views, but I wrestled him at live events several times, and it didn't matter how many people was in the building, it didn't matter what town we were in, it didn't matter if it had been a long night and the crowd was a little tired by the time our match went on. When his music hits and you're in the middle of the ring, you just get pelted by noise. Best way I can describe it. It's a really crazy experience. You know, Big Cass, who's you know, one of my traveling partners, recently told me, because he's recently experienced the same thing. You know, he was one of John's partners, and when his music hits, he was telling me, he's like, the noise is just incredible. Like, I know. I've been telling people that for a year, that there's kind of nothing like it. You know, somebody else that kind of has that same kind of reaction these days is Roman Reigns. You know, I wrestled him at a live event a couple months ago, and I was in the middle of the ring when his music hit. It was really just something. It's just people are very impassioned about those guys. You know, whether it be they love them, they hate them, whatever, they certainly they're certainly not bored with them. There's you know, there's some, they, those guys bring something out in the crowd, and that's why they're where they're at now.
That's the voice of Montreal's own WWE Universal Champion, Kevin Owens. Kevin, where do you feel you will rank alongside fellow former Quebec World Champions of the past, like Mad Dog Vachon, Edouard Carpentier, Rick the Modern Martel?
I mean, I don't like to compare myself to any of those guys, because I think they're all fantastic performers, and what we do now is a lot different than what they did then. I just hope, I don't hope, because I know I will, you know. I have a lot of confidence in my abilities. I know that I'll bring prestige to this title, just like they did, just like they brought to their titles, and, you know, I just want to make people back home proud of what I've achieved.
KO, your pick for AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose at Backlash?
Well, I've been in the ring with both. I think Dean Ambrose got this one. You know, AJ Styles is an incredible performer, very spectacular, but Dean Ambrose is, I don't know, there's something in Dean Ambrose that you can't really put your finger on as to why he's, you know, so successful, but same kind of appeal as I do, I guess. He's very determined, he's very passionate, and I think he's going to fight like hell to keep his title, and I think he will.
How do you feel the company has changed since the brand extension?
I think it's a lot more exciting, honestly, because just by the fact that now you have two separate rosters with, you know, you're going to get to see two different pay-per-views with two different rosters, different main events, entirely different feels, and I really like how it freshened up the product and just gave a chance for people, you know, like me and Dean Ambrose were at each other's throat for 8 months, and now there's no risk of seeing us in the same ring with each other for a while. You know, next time we get in the same ring, it might be a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, but at that point we'll be different people because of everything that happened since the last time we were in the ring with each other. I just like how it freshened up the product and how how everything is just more interesting because of it.
NXT TakeOver and Survivor Series are in Toronto the weekend of November 20th. Are you looking forward to performing in Canada again?
Of course. You know, it's, there's some cities, you know, that you go to that you just bring something out in you. Toronto's definitely one of them. A lot of it has to do with how the crowd perceives us, and you know, everybody's pretty excited to go. As soon as I heard Survivor Series was going to be in Toronto, my goal was the main event against the champion. Well, now I'm the champion, so my goal is to main event that show and defend my title there.
Kevin Owens, congratulations once again on becoming the WWE Universal Champion. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.